This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Good afternoon, Melbourne, and welcome to Joy 94.9. You're with Dano and Mason on this Thursday, the 16th of August. It's 13 degrees in Melbourne, heading for a top of 15. I'm sat across from the very, very handsome and particularly lovely Benjamin and Norris. Hi, Ben.
I love that you've got... Oh, wait, I've joined the show.
Yeah, you are.
I was going to say I love that you've added the Anne as my middle name.
I like just to add a little middle name just to, you know... Oh, hello. I've lost my microphone. I like just to add a middle name. I like to pretend I know what your middle name is. What is your middle name?
It's John. But I like, my favourite auntie was Anne. She's dead now. So okay. I think it's in living memory of my
Benjamin
dead
Ann Norris. He'll be joining us here today right through until 6:30 as we drive you home. Because Dano, poor soul, is suffering up north on a beach somewhere.
You know, the irony hasn't been lost on me that I'm sick today, but I'm filling in for someone.
That's right. Good on you for getting off your
couch,
sick bed.
Yeah.
I follow Benjamin and Norris on Twitter and all the socials, mainly your Facebooks. Wait for this. It's my favourite part of the day.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Ben, I do follow you on the Facebook, and even I tire a little bit, and I'm a fan, I tire a tiny little bit of the talk of your cold. So I want to get on to just how you contracted the man flu, how it escalated from common cold to
full-blown disaster.
Unsightly nuisance on the socials.
Joy.
Now, before we went to that bit of excitement, we were talking ever so briefly about a news item that came to my attention via our producer, Rachel, because she loves to send us a little bit of... Well, pretty much she scours the internet for anything relating to poo.
She's got a finger on the pulse of the community, I'd say.
Mad for it. Putting her headphones on because she just has to get up in this conversation. Rachel, we found an article here.
It's a
you
doozy.
Came across it randomly. You weren't actively looking for poo stories.
I wasn't, no. I'm usually the one shutting those conversations down.
Just in a nutshell, give us what you've got here.
So Johnny Depp, Mr. Famous, has come out and accused his ex, Ms. Amber Heard. And this is all allegedly because it came through the Facebook. So, you know, not a reliable news source, but a few other places have reported it. He has accused her of defecating in the bed.
Who's in the bed?
In the marital bed.
And do you know what I've identified that as? Deal breaker.
Yeah, that's one. I remember reading.
That's one of my top fours.
That's in Ben Stiller's book, I think. He said he was dating Janine Garofalo and their relationship ended after they both got barley belly. And they both did the poo in the bed.
Oh, I think accidental poo because of food situation.
No, they didn't. They ended their relationship. They both pooed in the bed in Bali.
Oh, I think we've all imagined. I think we've all imagined the morning that you wake up and go, oh, and then you just walk out and that will, you know, let us never speak of it again.
But I'd laugh about that. I'd be like, oh, look, I've pooed the bed again.
Ben.
Anyway, moving along.
What happened, though, is that Johnny Depp alleges that there was a fight.
No, there was a fight, and that fight's the fight that led to their breakup. He rocked up to her 30th birthday 2 hours late.
This didn't cause the fight.
No, and this was in retaliation for the fight, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
I nearly accidentally said evidently, which is exactly the opposite.
He was 2 hours late to her birthday.
So she shits the bed.
Says he's claiming that she poos in her own bed. Now, the logic here is completely lost on me. Like,
well,
if they slept
bed.
In separate beds and then she went and pooed in his bed, that's bad. But she pooed in her own bed.
Well, it's also his bed.
Yeah, look, but if you make your own bed, you got to line it or something like that, so you don't poo in your bed.
You know what I think the worst bit is? He left it for 24 hours and then left it for the housekeeper to clean up.
Yeah.
He didn't even clean it up himself.
Amber Heard also allegedly says that the poo is the responsibility of Pistol and Boo. The dogs.
She's fired back with a logical excuse that the poo in the bed was
that.
By the pooches.
She's gone, that's dog shit, which says to me she knew it was there. Like, who leaves a steaming pile of dog turd in their own bed for their husband to find after they've just had a fight? No. Anyway.
Have you ever tried to get back, though, at your at your ex by doing something like this?
By pooing in the bed, Ben? Is that what you're asking me?
I felt uncomfortable because we have said poo a lot, so I felt like just moving it to have you ever had an ex and you've ever tried to get them back with anything?
No, Ben.
Well, I mean, come on, everyone. Don't we all have a back catalogue of things that we've probably... Have you? Come
no,
on.
No, no. I cut all ties and that's...
You never said I cuddle ties.
Yeah, I hug them and then I release them.
Bye-bye.
No, it happens, though. People want to get back with their exes.
Oh,
and I feel like
heard great stories.
Yes.
Get back with their exes.
Well, no, get back at them.
Yes, I was going to say, you're not getting back with your ex after you shit the bed, are you, Ben?
No.
What's your story? You're obviously harbouring something.
I'm harbouring something because I've got a doozy. So my dad had a bad relationship. It went sour. Mm-hmm. And then this relationship obviously was not great for both of them. But random things had been happening to my dad and he couldn't explain them. Mm-hmm. And eventually I read, this woman wrote an article and I found this article on Reddit and I rang Dad and said, Dad, go and have a look under the bonnet of your car, which he did. And he found oysters and prawns. Like in the bonnet of his car, and he was working in sales, so he used to drive around clients, and he was like, "Oh my gosh!" He was like, "I can't believe that I've been driving around with this smell and trying to work out ways to explain why it smelled like that." And I was like, "Dad, turns out your ex has done this to you." She also was throwing garbage over the back of. She is a blogger who wrote an article that was picked up by a paper, and it detailed all of the things that this person had done.
You just gave Rachel, the producer, a coronary, but it's all right.
Because she thought it was...
No names were mentioned, and I think that's
Rachel's
important.
Rachel's like, please do not reveal no. who the prawny, warny lady is.
That's right.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Ben.
Yes, okay, great.
Well done. You
but
got
would you
all.
Be shocked at this behaviour?
Oh, look, no, I've heard some great things. I have heard of people putting prawns in the curtain rods of somebody's house before, or putting fish in the hubcaps. Although you don't have hubcaps anymore in these modern vehicles. You used to be able to pop off the hubcap and put a bit of fish in there and close it again, and the smell was intense throughout
intense,
the car.
Intense, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What would that smell like? Why?
Or not? It smell like fish, Ben.
Yes, I know. Disastrous. Is there a song we can play now?
I think if you have a story of revenge... If you want to revenge Ben's father.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Daniel Mason, special guest starring the lovely Benjamin Ann Norris, who sits across
Ta-da!
From me. Ta-da.
It's me.
You are surrounded by ladies right now.
I am in a room full of ladies, but I have to say, though, I'm not a very masculine man.
Oh, really?
Shocking.
I am.
Speak your truth.
When I came in, I was talking about my desire to have like a really butch jumper.
Mm.
Remember this
yeah,
when I first came in?
To match your butch shoes, you said.
Yes, and I showed my butch shoes with the most like basically spirit fingers. I was like, so that they can match these and I can be blokey.
Yeah, nobody bought that. I support the idea of you having a butch knit.
I think it'd look much better as opposed to this ridiculously tight straitjacket that I'm wearing today. It's supposed to make me look slim. But I think
it's a pretty jumper. It's lovely.
Oh,
I like your astronaut motif.
Fishing for compliments is my specialty.
Into the studio walks the lovely Hannah Wignall, who we've not seen for some time. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you very much. And sorry, I've been away. It smelled a bit in here, and I thought I'd give it some.
Last time you were in here, I believe it was the booth cram.
Yeah, like 35 people. I needed a bit of a moment.
Yeah,
you know?
Everyone needed a moment. We all needed a moment, mate. But we had to keep showing up. But you're newly arrived in Australia. How's your transition going?
Yeah, good. I've actually been here 6 months, would you believe
it?
Wow.
Really?
I've got the accent as well.
I think
you definitely have managed to lose that other accent. That
you no longer sound like a Kiwi. That's
you definitely sound Australian.
I feel Australian. I know the national anthem.
You feel Australians. I heard that about you.
Okay, just quick question.
Yeah.
Is a pavlova from Australia or New Zealand?
Is this a trick question?
I don't know the answer, so it's a really bad question.
I think I spent the last 14 years believing it's from New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
It is from New Zealand.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good radio, though.
But there's heaps of stuff you guys mix up and confuse.
Russell Crowe, we claim him as
fish
ours. He's from New Zealand.
You can have it all. They can have it all.
You're going to give us fish and chips?
No, that's not, not going to happen.
Fish and chips.
Hannah, before you arrived into the studio, and I know you were listening on your Walkman as you came up Bourke Street, we were talking about the fact, no, you didn't know, because I gave you the great surprise that allegedly Amber Heard has pooped the bed.
Oh,
and Johnny
yeah.
Depp has cracked. Well, you can't crack the shits after somebody's pooped beds, can you?
He's made it known.
Yes. Yeah. Amber's blamed it on Pistol and Boo. We've all tried to blame. You can blame a little fluff on a dog, but not a full turd. And you can't.
Many people have blamed a fluff on a dog.
Yeah. Well, that was the dog.
But I don't think many people have blamed the turd in the room.
Why is there a load of hair sticking out of it? That's a bit weird. All right.
Okay, well, I hope no one's eating.
Anyway, I did pose a question to you, and I have posed it to our listeners also. What is the best breakup revenge story? I'm hypothesising that lesbians have a worse breakup history than any other member of the community, broadly.
Yeah.
Nastier.
You're all looking at me quite expectantly.
You got
and I don't have much, but I can vouch and say that lesbian breakups can often happen and a whole group is affected by it, you know? You were saying don't take sides. You just got to let it happen and let it pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But lesbians, they can be quite public with their affection and relationships online in particular.
Yeah, I think this online thing, because I think, going back to the 80s, kids.
Okay. Sorry, I got 1 year of that.
Yeah, going back, no, not as an actual fully grown human ready to break up with people.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I was breaking up my mum at that point. See ya.
I reckon back in the old days, you could actually go full mental. Without it being
without
online.
Without turning up on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
But now of course, that's all
what have you done? Tell us what happened. What did you do?
Nothing.
Give us a full mental.
I've just heard stories of people doing things.
Come on.
But you know, it's not.
You can tell us. I
worry now that the kids... what? The worst
what? We need to know this. Like, we need to know what is the worst breakup you've had.
I just don't... It's all...
Sharing is caring.
No, what is the worst thing you've said to someone and then regretted it?
Do you want to say that on air?
No, I'm joking. Too much.
Everyone at the same time turns off their radio.
That's right.
He's a pig!
No, I don't think I've had anything that tumultuous, but I've certainly seen in recent years people having their breakups on social media, which I find more disturbing than the idea of just leaving turds on somebody's doorstep.
I'm scared to quickly say this because I am the only male in the room, and this might be a generalisation, but when girls break, they seem to move in together very quickly.
Mm.
They seem to buy cats very quickly.
Mm. Or dogs.
And then they break up, they fight over the cats. Like cats and dogs.
I think, to be fair, they're not buying the cats. They're probably rescuing them.
Yes, there we go.
Right.
Definitely rescuing. Okay. I have friends that share custody over a dog now. Someone gets it on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
That's much. Hard. Rachel. See, that's a time.
That's it, Rachel. Well done.
Rachel's joining us.
I got this.
Okay. Go on.
Oh, my goodness. No, I do. I know a lesbian couple who broke up 3 years ago and they continue to share custody of the dog.
Wow.
The dog goes over on weekends to one, weekdays on the other, and they make this drive. They've both moved on. They both have new relationships.
One
of them is engaged.
What?
Are we talking about the same couple?
Maybe.
Probably.
I think we are.
And they share custody. It's nuts.
It's nuts. Get another
it's
dog.
Lovely.
Is this a way of keeping each other in each other's lives? Like, don't they?
No,
Is that a way of like holding on to that partner?
Initially, it was a bad breakup, but they could not let the dog go, so they shared custody.
I wonder. Doesn't that beg the question? What's going to happen with Pistol and Boo?
Well, I have to say this: you just do it like gay male couples do, and just put the animals down and move on.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You're on Joy 94.9. That was Ben Norris, by the way.
Joy.
I love it that I'm sitting across from the lovely Benjamin Norris, who's madly on Twitter or doing whatever you're doing.
No, my partner just sent me a photo of himself in Speedos.
There we go. And there it is.
We've been together for 9 years and this still gets me going.
Everything you think is true is true. Oh, Benjamin Norris, thanks so much for coming along.
Watch this. This is the picture that I got.
Mate.
Nobody needed that.
No, nobody needed that. Nobody in this room needed that. Hey, thanks for coming along.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had so much fun with every single one of you.
Oh, you know, you love it. Hannah Wignall, thanks for dropping by. We always love to see you. We're going to find a way to get you segmented onto the show somehow. Yeah. Every now and then, you know.
I wonder what people think I look like.
People think you look like a little boy.
A little boy.
Although now that you've got a side part, maybe more girly.
Honestly, side part's the way to go. If you're ever getting confused for a boy and you don't like it, side parting.
Yes. You've been confused for a boy?
Oh, so many times, but you know what? A side part didn't even sort that out for me.
I've seen you with floppy hair. I liked it.
I liked it as well, but everyone told me to cut it.
Oh, well. Hey, Rach, thanks for organising today's show. Oh, thanks for all the producing work you do. Nicole, thanks in advance for the podcasting you're about to do.
All good, anytime.
Yeah, literally, anytime.
Every time.
What was your favourite part of the show?
Oh, I've blanked. I'll listen to it tomorrow.
That's what I like to hear from all of our listeners.
Well, Nicole has to listen to this 3 times, so I think we don't have to. Uncle. I did want to say big thanks to Sue and to Michelle for coming in to talk about the Coming Out Again Ball film, the movie. which I'm very keen to see. It has its premiere, world premiere, this weekend at the Melbourne International Film Festival. We were talking, because Michelle is a trans woman, and we were talking briefly about the importance of pronouns. She yes. identifies as female, and she goes with the she and her pronouns, obviously. But it's not always obvious. And so we were talking, Ben, about how we struggle at our age, I'll put you in with me, to come to terms with the pronouns and how we're all trying and doing our very best. But I have a very cute story. My little friend Hazel, who is 5 years old,
yeah,
we were going to a party the other night. She was with another grown-up. It's not weird. And,
and do you often go to parties with small children?
It was a 40-year-old birthday party, but she was coming with her mother and I.
Yep.
And we're about to walk in the door, and then Hazel turns around and looks at me, and she says, "So is there going to be any other kids there?" And I said, "Yes, my friend has her two kids there, Matilda and Clover." And she said, "Okay, just to be sure, what pronouns do they go with? Are they she and her?" And I went, "Wow, from a five-year-old, that's an extraordinary..."
From a five-year-old?
Yeah. And I said, "Oh, they both identify as girls and they go with she and her." She goes, "Cool," and then walks in. She goes, "Do they identify?" And I was like, wow.
That is so amazing. So I went out to lunch recently with, there was four people who identified as trans. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure I was being so on board with, you know, using the correct pronouns and everything. But I tell you what, after a couple of beers, I started to like slip up, you know, with the there and the, and then and all the rest of it.
And all your words.
Yeah, all my words.
Hey, we've got Judy coming up with the news headlines in just a moment. But right now, let's just play her in with a bit of the churches. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the show today. This is Get Out, which is apt and appropriate.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.